Much of central and southern Wisconsin got up to 2 inches of rain this week. That turned a lot of the state's cornfields into temporary ponds. Bob Olson heads the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He says it has slowed planting preparations somewhat.
The fields are barely drying off. There's no chance to do any early field work, and so we'll be behind starting normal field work this spring, the way it looks.
Olson says a dry period and a blast of warmer weather over the next week or so could help dry out the fields and help warm the soil to the 50 degrees or so it should be for planting.
In southern Wisconsin, we try to start planting the 20th to 25th of April. And if the fields are dry enough and the soil is warm enough, the seed will sprout shortly. But it looks like it's pretty early to predict, but by the same token, it looks pretty wet in most of the areas now. And it's probably going to hold back the planting a little bit.
Rising corn prices, driven in part by the demand for ethanol, are encouraging farmers in Wisconsin and throughout the country to plan to grow more of the crop this year. Wisconsin could have 4 million acres of corn in the ground this summer. That would be the most since 1985. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.